Hello, everyone. Oh no, my dog. Does anybody else have a little dog? Can you guys hear that? He does this backwards sneezing thing, and it sounds like he's dying. Like, it sounds like he isn't having an asthma attack or something, but I've been told that it's perfectly fine and perfectly normal, but it makes me feel bad every time, and now I understand why parents put their hands in front of their children's mouths when they puke. Well, maybe not. No, I don't understand that. That's disgusting. Yeah, no. That's disgusting. And then Eugene ate a ton of food really fast yesterday. His little tummy couldn't handle it, so he puked. It's been a lovely little weekend with Eugene. No, he's been great. He's been in Edmonton with me. I'm still in Edmonton, still visiting everybody in Edmonton, and I had a great weekend at the comic strip with Josh Wolf. He was super nice, super funny. And Kent Tilley, local guy. And then there's even a local guy named Adam Blank who was really, really funny. Very funny. And he only been doing comedy a year. It's always exciting. Hopefully this sound of my dog dying in the background is not going to interrupt this poor thing. Oh, my God. Anyway, this is the perfect beginning to this podcast because I interviewed my best friend since kindergarten. So we've known each other for 30 years. And we talked about her being a mother of three and life changing. It changes, you guys. When people have kids, it changes. I don't have kids, but I know that life changes and you can't do the things that you used to always do. And it's, I mean, you feel like you lose yourself for a while, and I get it. Like, you have to put everything into these small humans that need you. And parenting is pretty cool. I'm not going to say I want to do it, but parenting is cool, you know, raising a little person and watching these people turn into hopefully cool adults. But yeah, this was such a cool conversation with my best friend, Jana. Originally Jana Jones. I've always known her as Jana Jones, but her name is now Jana Kellerman. And married for, I think, 8 years, maybe 7 or 8 years. And has three kids. And is still the cool, fun chick that I knew. She was like the most fun girl. I spent most of my 20s doing stupid things with her. And I don't know. There's no other person on this planet to me like Jana. If there was a deserted island and I could only bring one person, I would bring Jana, because she's just like, not because she's ingenuitive or she would save us. In fact, we'd probably die sooner if it was just me and Jana on a deserted island. But she's just like the person I'd want to die with then. That's what I'll say. End of the world, that's who I want to die with. We'd have so much fun. You go out having a lot of fun. So yeah, that's this podcast this week. Last week, I forgot. I was starting this whole new thing where I was going to promote Canadian comics. And then I was like, la, 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 I'm an idiot. And I forgot. But I'm going to keep that up. So this week, I'm going to promote someone who is literally my favorite comic in Canada. He has been since I started comedy. I think he is so funny, and so many people don't know about him, and they should. And he's so self-deprecating, and he doesn't think that he's good at all. But anyone you ask, if you say, what do you think of Sean LeComber, people are like, that guy's a genius, he's so funny, he's so great. And he is. Sean LeComber was a comic when I started. I think he was 2 years in. He's been a guest on this podcast. We did the one at the Denny's, and he's always made me laugh. And it's incredible watching him come up with stuff. He will come in with an idea at the beginning of the weekend and leave with a full bit by the end of the weekend. And he's always writing and always doing new material. And it's just like, fuck you. He's like one of those comics that you just want to say fuck you to, because they're so goddamn funny. And it feels like it comes so easy to him. So he's not really much. He's not around on the internet much. He's one of those. He's like, I don't know. He just won't self-promote that much. And I'm sure he's going to be mad that I am talking about him and saying that he's really, really talented. But he's S. LeComber, LeComber on Twitter. He's not even on Facebook. I wouldn't even try to find him on Facebook. But what I'm saying is, go to your local comedy club in Canada or even the States and ask for Sean LeComber. Let's just try and get people to know this name and get more people to see this hilarious man. I think he is the funniest, most underrated comedian. And he's one of my favorites. There we go. did it, said it. I'll be doing a show with him this Wednesday in Edmonton at the Rec Room in the South Edmonton Common. He tells me that every week there is nobody there, so come. You want? Let's make this the first one. Where, and I guess it's like a huge room, so this is going to be interesting. But if you're in Edmonton and you have nothing to do on Wednesday, come and see me and Sean LeComber at the Rec Room. I'm sitting in my mom's Kia Sportage or Sportage or whatever you want to call it. I call it Sportage because I'm fancier. And it's fucking snowing again in Edmonton. It's the end of fucking April. I didn't bring any winter shit with me. I have no boots. I have just my Converse. I don't even really have socks because I fucking hate socks. And it's fucking snowing again. And people ask me why I don't want to live in Edmonton. Because of this bullshit. Although every time I come back here, I'm like, oh, I miss everybody. If I could, I would move back here just to be with all my friends that I love. But it's really, it's nothing compared to Vancouver. I would do a half of a year of full darkness and rain to not have to deal with this fucking snow. I hate snow, you guys. I'm not a winter person. I don't want to deal with winter. It's not fun. Now I'm going to walk my dog in the fucking snow, freeze my feet off, and then go for brunch with some really fun people at Local Omnivore. Anyway, this has been a weird ranty intro. I had to do it quickly in the car because I didn't bring my laptop. So now I'm going to go to my mom's house and use her. I'm like a 36-year-old woman that depends way too much on her mom. But you know what? I don't care. I'm getting by. And now I'm headed to Calgary on Thursday. I'll be the Laugh Shop Thursday hosting. And then I'm back home in Vancouver on the 30th, and I'm so excited because I really miss my bed. I miss just lying around watching Netflix and not having to do stuff all day, every day. I miss it. And I miss not having to be felt guilty to not party. Because I've been driving everywhere this week, and I can't. I don't want to get a DUI, guys. Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Go and rate and subscribe to the podcast and give me a good rating. Tweet me. Interact. I like hearing from you guys. We'll talk to you next week. I'm just starting here. There's two toddlers there. This is going to be like the Kelly Taylor podcast, but maybe not as chaotic. But maybe.
We don't know.
You have no idea. Okay, let's explain what you just caught. Your two-year-old, is he two?
Two.
What's Joey doing?
Jojo, what are you doing? Did you take a knife and you're trying to cut ham on my coffee table? Thanks.
This has been like the tour for me of like, do I really want to have kids one day?
You don't.
But everybody, you saw that post that I put up where I'm like, what do I do if I'm happy? Like, how do you do stand up when you're happy?
Yeah, you have kids.
That's what I said, you have kids. But I'm like, but I want to stay happy.
It's true.
Do they kill your spirit?
A little bit. A little more every day.
But at least when you're old, you'll have people that will wipe your butt or at least put you in a nice home, right?
What if they don't, though? Like, what if they put me in one of those?
That is the risk. That is the risk.
Are you going to be nice to mommy when I get old?
Are you going to be a good girl?
Nope.
Okay, so you have how many kids?
I have three children.
You have three children. And how long have we known each other?
Since, like, what, 35 kindergarten years?
Well, I'm 36.
Oh, no, 30, yeah. 30.
So 30 years. Jesus Christ. We are so old.
That's crazy.
And it's so crazy because, oh, don't put the knife near the dog.
Don't.
Look at these two little.
Put the knife down. Joe.
I think my new. It's like he's got like a shiv, like a prison shiv. You be careful. Don't cut your fingers. Because your fingers are the same color as that ham.
The oh, my God. From the charcuterie in and suburbia.
We've got two twins. We've got Eugene. And Eugene is, Kennedy is feeding Eugene all the goldfish. And Eugene is loving the goldfish. I hope that they're fine for dogs. I don't know. I never know. Do you ever?
Cheese and crackers.
See, because when I got a puppy, everything I did, I'm like, I'm a bad mom. I'm sure that you have felt those feelings like tenfold. Okay. Maybe slow down on the goldfish. What if he gets sick and barfs all over your room?
No. Auntie Kathleen can't deal with barf.
I don't handle barf well. No. We don't handle barf well. I think
what do you do with, has he barfed yet?
Okay. This is the barf story I have from him, is that he was sitting on my bed.
Okay. No more. No more.
That's good. Give him one more. Okay. Oh, she just put it. She just put it in his mouth. And then you said no, so she ate it. Oh, kids. Kids are the greatest thing.
She eats half-eaten candy off of playroom floors.
Are you kidding
me? I'm
not
too concerned right now.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'll tell you the barf story, and then we're going to talk about why I think you're the best mom in the world. I'm not kidding you. So the barf story with Eugene, and Jana's known me since I was six, and Jana and I have grown up together and done everything together. And I've always hated barf. It's been the grossest thing to me.
Like, she hyperventilates. Like,
yeah.
Can't deal.
Can't deal with it. And then, so I have a dog, and I'm like, he's going to barf. I know he will. We're on my bed, and he started to make the barf noises that animals do. And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. I just washed the duvet. I was like, what do I do?
Did you catch it in your hand?
Just watch. Oh, God, no. I'm not that gross yet. I'm not that
just
gross.
Just wait.
Oh, my God. I don't think I'd ever maybe kids, but okay. Then you have to tell me about how many times you've caught barf in your hands. He literally just puked up two solid dog treats. And nothing else. No liquid.
So he didn't chew them?
I got them, like, this lady, we went to this dog bakery and she gave them to him. And I think he just was like, oh, no. He just, like, swallowed them. So he just puked up dry, solid dog treats. He's going to be a little serial killer. He's so good with that knife.
He's like Dexter. No!
Oh! They just... Kid, don't feed the dog anymore because he's going to get sick. The dog is full. Even if he looks at you like he wants more food, he is full. Okay. Thank you, though, for feeding him. That's really nice of you. I don't have to feed him now. Down. Down. So there are two solid dog treats, and he looked like a Pez dispenser. And it just made me laugh. Oh. And then I was like, oh,
so
maybe.
There's no bile or anything.
No, it wasn't. No. No, but like, have you caught puke in your hands?
Yes.
How many times have you been puked on? You've been a mom for Carson is five now?
Yeah. I still don't do well with puke.
Of course.
Like, Kai has had it in his mouth. Like, he's been holding a child and they've puked right into his open mouth. I would die.
I
don't love them enough for that. Like,
no.
That.
Did he toss the baby?
No, he like
held on.
Like a champ.
And like, what did he do?
He just was like, help, help, and then got right in the shower.
Help, help.
It was like exorcism. Like his like head was like spinning around.
Was it milk spit up or was it like puke?
I think both.
A little bit. Like they were not just, like it wasn't infant spit up.
Yeah,
because
it was person, like when he was probably this age.
Okay, so he would have been eating food, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like dry heaving, like cleaning it up. Like I can't even imagine.
Oh my God.
Right into your mouth.
Yeah, that's horrifying. That's, I mean, to some people, that's a turn on, but those
that's
people.
It's like Asian porn, kind
it
of.
It is Asian porn. Oh my God. This is why this girl is my favorite human on this earth. I know I always use that term, favorite human, but if someone was like, you could only save one person on this planet, I would save Jana.
Oh.
I would. I would, because you're the funniest person ever. And also, okay, let's get it. I think you're the best mom. I think you're the best mom.
Well, I feel like I'm failing daily. Hourly, minutely.
But I think that is minutely a word.
It is in my world.
I feel like the reason why I love you is because you're so honest about parenthood. You're not like one of those mommy bloggers. Not that you even blog. Oh, look at my tattoos.
If I blogged, it would be about.
Why don't you blog?
I know I should. Because I can't write.
You can write.
Not really.
You could just write out your feel. Like, honestly, I think that, like...
Can I put dot, dot, dot instead of actually figuring out the right punctuation?
Oh, punctuation. We both know. We both failed all of our grammar quizzes in junior high and high, whatever. But no, I like on it because like whenever I see your status updates, they make me so happy because you're like my fucking kids or like this or that. And I feel like you're going to have more well-adjusted, cool kids because you are just a normal human being that shows your frustration with them.
Well,
because
I don't want them to be entitled little assholes.
And I wish, oh my God, like, why aren't you teaching parenting classes? This would be Jana Jones' old, okay, that's your maiden name, but you'll always be Jana Jones for me. She's Jana Kellerman now, but she'll always be Jana Jones to me. You should, like, I could just see your parenting classes. You just sit down, get drunk, bitch about your kids, and that's all, and they're like, this is the class.
And it'd be like that, what denomination is it for, like, when all the people, like, are, like, in the Christian churches, and they're like, amen! Amen! Speak to the Lord!
Is that, yeah, what is that kind of religion?
What is that? Pentecostal?
Is that the one where they shake and, like, talk in tongues?
Like, that's what they would be doing to me.
Okay, I love Kennedy's, this is her life hack of how not to feed a dog. Kennedy just, she's just been slowly, oops, I dropped a cracker. Oops, I dropped a cracker.
This one, like, Lord help the man that marries her, like, or woman.
I feel like Kennedy is, like, just payback for you for what you did to your mom. And
but
what I did
was, like, good until I got, like, older.
But were you always good? Like, remember when we, like, made your brother eat grass?
But was that really that bad?
That was kind of shitty of us. But it was awesome. I think we, like, shaped the man that Jeff is today. And sometimes I'm terrified that we did that to him. Because Jana's little brother.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
We made him eat grass. We made him eat boogers. Remember when he... Mud. He was like our little social experiment. Yeah. Like, I feel like...
Made him listen to Adam Sandler's.
Oh, okay. So, when... I didn't... how old were we when Adam Sandler's first CD came out? Like,
grade
that...
7?
Yeah. So, like, 12, 13?
Probably.
And that was, like, that was the... You're all gonna laugh. They're all gonna laugh at you. And I found it at HMV, and I bought it because it had a track called Fatty McGee, and it made... I was like, I want to hear this Fatty McGee one, right? Yeah. But we didn't see the parental warning on the... And they sold it to us.
They totally did.
And I remember playing at a medium pace with you in my bedroom, and we just sat there. The first time we listened to the whole song, we just sat there with our mouths wide open, like, oh my God. Like, I don't think we understood everything, but I think we were like, whoa. And then we thought it would be really funny to call. How old would Jeff be? He's 2 years younger than us?
Four.
4 years younger. Okay, so he would have been like 8.
Yeah.
And we called Jeff, and we were like, listen to this. And we played at a medium pace for Jeff. And then you went back on the phone at the end of the song, and you're like, what's it?
He started crying. Why would he start crying?
But didn't he pass the phone to your dad?
Yeah, because he was crying.
Well, I mean, that song would make an 8-year-old cry.
No. That's okay. It would make Jeff Jones cry.
Don't they, like, say stick your digging balls back between your legs? I think that would make any little boy kind of be like, is this what is going to happen to me? Is this what girls are going to want from me? And then your dad gets on the phone and he's like, Jana Jones, get home right now. And I remember we walked back to your house because we lived within walking distance in tears together because we thought we would never get to see each other ever again. I used to be so scared of your dad.
I know. My dad, now he's like...
The most passive, like, coolest, like...
He just had to get cancer.
But he was... I can't wait to do the warning for this episode. Just be like, if you just want to hear two girls that have known each other for 30 years get a little wine drunk and talk about things, then listen to this podcast. He was... Remember, he didn't have cancer when he moved to Calgary, did he?
When he moved there.
So I remember the first time I saw him again after a really long time. And we went to First Stampede.
Yeah.
He didn't have cancer then, did he?
No. What, he was a dick then?
No. Oh. I'm saying he didn't have to get cancer to turn nice.
He just had to get rid of my mom.
Also, your mom, let's... let's preface this by saying I love your mom. She's like a second mother to me, and she's awesome in her own ways too. But I think it was just a testament of just like these people shouldn't have been together.
No, and no, and they're best friends now.
Like, this is why I will forever until I die.
Don't, don't.
I will tell people if they're staying together for the kids,
don't
do it.
No.
Because my parents did, your parents did,
yeah,
and they should have separated way sooner and hadn't enjoyed their life.
Yeah.
But when you separate in your 40s, it's kind of hard to get back in the dating scene. Like, when our parents got separated, there was no dating. Like, my mom has never, your mom isn't.
My mom's never dated.
Yeah.
And your mom's
my
never
mom's
dated.
Never dated.
No.
Our dad's right away.
Yeah. Well, because men can't be alone.
They can't be alone.
They can't be alone.
Eugene, do not start chasing these kids. Okay, maybe don't run around with him.
Don't run. Because
then he's going to jump up on you and scare you.
Don't run.
Because he's a puppy. Like, they're looking at me like, I can't run in my own house. What is with you?
You're okay if Eugene jumps up on you?
All right. Okay. You don't get hugs when you start crying.
We gave you your warning.
She is a little... I've said this since the beginning, that Kennedy has darkness in her eyes.
She does. Kennedy, what color are your eyes?
Put the mic...
I always tell her they're black.
You tell her...
And then my mom's like, don't tell her that, because she's going to... When people ask her, she's going to be like black. And then I sometimes joke, like I go too far, and I'm like, they're black like your soul.
Yeah.
But like... Mommy thinks it's funny, and you guys don't really get it yet, but one day you will.
One day you'll get it.
And the damage will have been done.
Oh, yeah, that's a recorder. Do you want to say hi?
Say hi.
All right, that's called dead air, and we don't appreciate that, Joey. Don't touch those buttons.
Don't touch. Don't touch.
Because if this thing resets and I don't know how to fix it, my career is over, and I'll blame you.
Yeah.
And then your poor Aunt Kathleen is going to have to move into your basement.
Yeah. Built-in babysitter.
Hey, if you give me a couple bottles of wine and some kids, I'll babysit.
Okay.
I'll sit here and watch them. They'll be not too bad.
They're good for everyone, not them, other than their parents. Right?
So, and okay, when we were kids, we avoided getting pregnant really hard.
We did.
And then you got pregnant. What did you feel when you first got pregnant?
Well, I was really happy because I paid $25,000 to get pregnant.
Because you went through IVF, right? So that's the funniest part to me, is that for years we avoided, tried so hard to not get pregnant, and then you went and bought a $25,000 baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I have them and I'm like, I paid that much money for this?
I could have had a convertible.
Yeah.
But you love your babies.
Absolutely.
I love it when people... don't understand that people are joking about, like, because I have a joke where I say that, like, and it's just where you put a glass of wine on one of your friends, she doesn't want my children to die in a house fire. And of course you don't want them to die in a house fire, but then they're like this.
Yeah. There's no break ever.
No, that's the thing that people don't understand about being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Is you don't get 15-minute breaks.
No.
You don't get lunch hour.
No.
You don't get to come home and leave work at home.
No.
You're living in work.
And then, that's the other thing. When you hate your job. No, I love my job, you guys. I love it. But if, let's say.
But if you get frustrated with your job.
If you get frustrated with your job.
People judge you if you vent.
Yes. As well as you get every 2 weeks a paycheck. And you're like, okay, this is why I come here every day to do this.
Yeah.
My paycheck is that you don't become a serial killer and an active member of society, I would like you to be. Yeah. Okay?
But that is like a huge investment because you have
to
wait.
I don't know if that, like, I won't know if I have got my payment until they get older.
That's the scary part about kids.
It is.
Because you have no idea what they're going to be.
No.
And of course you want the best for them, but what if you, and I feel like it's scary because like I feel like the pressure to be a mom is crazy.
It's horrible.
I think that
I should have been a mom in the 80s, I feel.
When you could just leave your kids around and be like, all right, I'm gonna go get a perm. You guys sit here.
Yeah.
Going, when you used to be able to go to McDonald's Playland, leave the kids and go and sit by yourself.
Yeah.
But now you have to watch them or people judge you.
Yeah. Or like when our parents all had like those like 80s parties and you just like fall asleep in some corner randomly.
Yeah.
Like,
with your drunk uncle.
Like, yeah. So you're like,
I passed out on so many of my drunk uncles when I was a kid. Yeah. There's pictures of tons of drunk grandpas and grandpas. And uncles holding kids and the kids sleeping on top of the passed out uncle.
But you probably have the time of your life. And your parents were having the times of their life.
I remember kids in our generation, we all have a picture of us holding a beer bottle.
Yeah.
If you took a picture of your kids holding a wine bottle,
you would get reported.
Yeah.
You would, people would do the wow reaction on the Facebook post.
I hate the wow reaction.
Unless I look hot.
Yeah. No,
unless it's a good selfie. Then
there's a time. Yeah, that's right. That's when you use the wow.
That's when you use the wow.
When you're just like, holy shit, this woman is hot.
That's pretty much the only time wow should be used.
But when you write something that you've, wow, if it's written about an opinion or something, it's very judgmental.
Yeah.
It feels judgmental.
Yeah.
And I feel judgment upon some of my friends that have kids that are cool like you that don't.
Well, I feel bad for the people that need to do the wow.
Well, like they're sitting around all day judging people.
Yeah.
And like thinking that, like, you've seen Bad Moms, of course. I'm sure you've seen it a million times.
I identified with that movie more than I should really.
I watched that movie and I was like, oh, this is Jana. The Mila Kunis character is you.
Right? It was.
And you were like we were both party girls. You were a bigger. I remember one time you called me and you're like, get over to my house right now. Who? There are some Russian hockey players running around naked. Is that? Was it Russian or who were they?
I can't remember. It was when the Roadrunners were here.
Okay.
And they like ripped each other's shirts off on my front lawn and like were fighting each other.
And you called me and you're like, get over here right now. I'm like, I don't need to come over for this. I'm not into these guys the way you're into. This is why I know we were destined to be best friends. Because
we will never fight over the same men.
Never. Because never. I'm never into the dudes that you were into. And you were never into the guys that I was into. No. And that's
work.
That's perfect.
The key to a perfect friendship.
It is. Because when you both, like, I have a lot of girlfriends that also like chubby bearded guys. And then I'm always like, well, I can't bring this guy around them. Because what if, like,
exactly.
I'm scared of this bitch taking him. But I never
and I'll bring worry. Over the asshole jock and Kathleen will be.
All your boyfriends hated me.
Yeah, but they needed that. Like they need you like it. Like you put them in their place.
You when I was 15. I used to sass out Mike McCloud.
And Tim.
And Tim. Oh, Tim hated me.
Tim hated me.
Tim hated me. Because I made fun of him on a constant basis. And I didn't let him be a dick to you.
Yeah.
It's okay because you grew out of it.
And I was kind of crazy, though. I will.
You just liked a certain guy, and I think you just liked them because of what they did. And
I did.
Because some of them were not attractive.
I was very insecure back then.
Yeah, and I don't understand why, because you were and you still are one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, stop.
I'm not kidding. You were always, like, insanely. All of my guy friends were like, is Jana coming out tonight? When's Jana coming? I'm like, all right, settle it down. All right. I'm going to be there too. Well, who cares? Who cares, Kathleen? You're going to be there. Ha ha. Very fun. You're going to be fun. But is the hot girlfriend coming? Because when I started comedy, I didn't really tell anybody but you and Sherry.
Yeah.
And I brought Sherry out a few times and I brought you out a few times. But all the times I brought you out, you were around male comics and it was a very negative experience. Like, I'm not going to name names, but one of my guy male comics just wanted to go on a date with you so bad. Wanted to date you so bad. So he's like, why don't we all go for dinner together? And then we get in his car and guess what was playing on the fucking radio? His comedy CD.
I don't even remember this.
I remember this. Remember we went to King and I? You
oh,
don't?
Yes.
Yes.
But I don't remember his CD being on the radio. That is so
I
ridiculous.
Will never forget that.
That is so ridiculous.
And then he was playing it off like, oh, sorry, guys. It was in the player. Am I funny? And I used you because he was going to get me a spot somewhere else.
Oh, you can totally. I would take one for the team. Like, oh, nobody's business.
And I've taken many for the team.
She has.
And I'm not going to repeat it because if your husband listens.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's going in my book.
That's Balton.
Because honestly, like, the thing about us was I was always the fun. We were like a romantic comedy.
We were.
You were this, like, gorgeous blonde that all the guys wanted to get with. And I was the funny, quirky, chunky best friend that was always around. And we'd have a great time.
And we did crazy stuff.
We did do insane things. Like,
crazy stuff.
Like that one time when we were driving, I had a car, my Saturn, and it had a sunroof. We were driving to Calgary, and Jana, we drove past a truck, and Jana puts her legs out the window. And
The sunroof.
The sunroof.
The Saturn sunroof.
If I got in a crash, she would have been like split in half. What is on? Yeah. What is this one? Yaya Souk?
Yaya Zook?
What is this one about?
I don't know. Come here.
Can you tell this microphone what this show is about? Come here. This is Kennedy.
Yasuk.
Yeah, what is it about?
What's it about?
Yasuk. What's it about? Cartoon.
Okay. Well, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
I got it.
Oh, Joe.
Okay.
He's special.
I love kids because, like, I can't treat them like kids. Like, I feel like saying, would you be a little bit more articulate, please?
I know. That's how I talk to them. It makes them have a sense of humor. They need to have a sense of humor in them.
I think that if you are raising a kid without a sense of humor, or you're stifling a kid's sense of humor.
Well, and the problem is like, both my husband and I have, like, very dry senses of humor.
That's not a problem,
no,
though.
So then, of course, our kids are going to have to know how to take sarcasm, because that's what they're going to grow up with. They need to, like, get a tough skin.
I find that, yeah, like,
We could move to England, and you guys would fit right in.
Like, I was reading, I don't know if it was like a forum or something somewhere, and these adults were talking about being a child that was pressured to being perfect. And they said, it ruined me.
Yeah.
Because anytime I made a mistake,
yeah,
I freaked out. Like, I think it was about a story about this kid that was got a scholarship and was the perfect kid, and then he got a DUI.
Oh.
And he freaked out, and then he was in jail, and then the next morning he got out and stole a car and drove off and killed himself.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, if you constantly make your child feel like mistakes aren't okay,
yeah,
you're going to raise a neurotic person.
Totally. I'm more worried about, like, I don't want my daughter to get pregnant at 16.
Yeah.
And I don't want my kids to, like, do bad drugs. So yeah. I am legit wanting them to watch, like, Intervention at 10 years old.
My mom, this is what my mom did, which was, it still sticks in my mind, and it still makes me never want to do hard drugs.
Yes.
But my grandpa was in a nursing home, and he had a roommate in the nursing home, and the roommate... This was a senior's home. This person was 25 and was now a vegetable because he overdosed on something.
Yeah.
And that, my mom showed me that. And she said, you can do drugs if you want, you want. But this could happen to you. And that's what stuck in my mind.
Okay. How about, you want to hear something what I did yesterday? I'm going to get judged
for this. Remember, I don't edit this. Tell it.
So there was a picture on Facebook of a mom lying on a hospital bed with her son that they just pulled the plug on because he tried fentanyl one time.
Oh, my God.
So I made my 5-year-old son come over,
okay,
and look at the picture.
5 is a little young.
I want to scare the S-H-I-T out of him.
And I don't blame you.
He didn't understand what was going on.
He didn't. But. And also, when I was 7, I asked my mom what it was like to smoke, and because she's a smoker.
Oh.
And she just handed me a cigarette, and she goes, go ahead. And I smoked. And I choked and puked, and I never wanted to. I ever a smoker?
No,
I wasn't. And I know that, like, you can judge other people's parenting skills, but you can't tell them what they're doing is right or wrong because it's your kids.
Totally.
And you're trying to keep them safe. You're not trying to.
And you also go with, like, what worked for you as a young person as well. Like, my mom told me. Oh, my God. This poor dog.
Okay. He's going to puke everywhere.
No more.
Don't accidentally drop anything else.
Okay, I don't care if you do this, but you do not give anything else to this dog. Okay? You cannot afford a vet bill.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, if you kill my dog, yeah. I'm going to be really sad.
Okay. No more.
This dog is my baby.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? This is my baby.
Like Maggie used to be my baby, and now she lives with Grammy.
Now I got humans.
Yeah.
So we gave her to Grammy. We gave her away. Do you think that women judge you harsher than men?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, what's
women it? Are, women I think are worse for judging, number one, bodies. Mm-hmm. I think men don't even give a F-U-C-K about bodies as much as women do.
Yeah.
Do you like how I have to, like, spell I love that. Swear words?
I think, but I think we've actually said it a few times already.
I'm sure I did. But it was kind of quiet. Yeah. So I think that's why.
It was kind of quiet. That's fine. But yeah, like I feel like when men get older, they just loosen up. They just they forget do. About how they felt in their 20s. Like that's why I always liked older men, because older men were like, she's funny and cool and she might not have a perfect body.
Hey, did you do it again? You're having a timeout next time you do that.
Eugene is just having the best day of his life.
Well, I told
sometimes I want a timeout.
Yeah.
Sometimes do you ever sometimes just give yourself a timeout?
Yeah.
And what do? You just go in your room and lock it. You've texted me before she saying you I'm locked myself in the closet.
I do that. Well, you know what else I do is I've downloaded the theme music from Jurassic Park.
I've seen it. That's the funniest. Okay, please explain it. And if you have that video, I need to post it.
Okay. So I downloaded the theme music from Jurassic Park and I call my children the Raptors because, like, especially when they first learned how to open doors and stuff, because, like, you know, like the Raptors, like, learned how to open the doors. So they hunt me. That's what it's like having children, multiple children. They hunt you. One distracts you while the other ones are doing, like, bad things. They're
it's like
Raptors.
Having a team against you.
It is. You are, like, constantly in defeat. Like, yeah. You cannot win.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, once you get outnumbered, that is it. Like, when I had one, I was like, oh, this is awesome. We can go do this.
Let's have twins.
Oh, yeah. This is great. And then you have twins, and then your life is over.
Because these guys were IVF too?
Yes.
Okay, because Carson was IVF.
Yes.
And he...
We
but
put
you,
in two.
You did put in two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we only got the one.
Okay.
And then the second time, because they were frozen, it's a less chance of it working for two. And we're like, wow, we put in fresh ones that we didn't get to. There's no way.
You didn't want to... It wasn't like, you weren't doing this because I want twins.
No.
You just... You wanted one.
I wasn't
baby.
Trying to be the trendy mom.
Yeah.
Like,
twins are cute.
Twins are amazing. Oh my God. I got a boy and a girl. It'll be perfect. My designer babies. And God's like, ha, 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 ha. Your life is really over now. Oh my God. These twins are like killing me. Anyways, so back to the Jurassic Park. So I put on the theme music. So we have like one of those like stereo systems that the music plays all over the house. Oh my God! No! Drop it!
She just threw a whole block of cheese at my dog. Eugene, you're gonna get so sick. Eugene!
No!
Hey,
no! No! Okay, you guys, stop. No just, more.
Because you know what's gonna happen? The doggy is gonna barf and I'm gonna put him in your room so he can throw up in your room.
Okay, mommy's getting rid of this. No more, okay? No. No more. You guys don't understand that, so mommy has to take it away. Yeah, well, I kept telling you. And you guys kept doing it worse. Look at what you've done. I'm telling Dad that I just have ruined probably like $45 worth of cheese.
To pay for this cheese.
To pay for this cheese.
Do you want me to pause it?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm going to get rid of
I don't think he's going to barf, but if he shits in your house, I'm going to feel really bad.
Whatever.
He ate so much cheese.
I have one of those, like, green cleaners or whatever. Every parent needs one of those. What are they called? Like, the little green machine or something?
It's and like it's a like mini... a steamer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're
perfect.
Terrific.
Perfect for poop and puke stains.
True.
Oh, my God. Now the kids are sitting here and they have their iPads.
Yay for iPads!
Oh my god. Is that like the greatest thing to happen to parenting?
Oh my god. Like, sometimes you feel guilty, but I don't know. Sometimes I don't. Most of the time I don't.
You know what though?
They're quite educational, actually.
They are educational, and I also feel like anybody that's opposed to iPads or anything like that, I'm just like, but that's the future.
I know, like, you have to know how to, like...
Yeah. Like, I understand, you know, you don't want to let them sit on it 8 hours a day,
no,
but, like...
But when you need a little break...
Yeah. Like, our parents... Like,
they're not allowed to go outside anymore.
No, you can't go outside by themselves. We used to be able to... We would, like, be outside in our neighborhood running wild,
yeah,
all weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Can't do that anymore.
No.
I got to be right there with them.
Yeah. It's like, this is a weirdest time. Have you ever, like, talked to your mom about parenting?
Yeah, like, she says she feels bad for moms nowadays.
Yeah. I feel like it's just such a high-pressure job.
It is. And it's, like, it's because, like, women are so competitive with one another.
Yeah.
And there's, like, too much information. And there's too, like...
So you feel guilty if you breastfeed, and you feel guilty if you don't breastfeed,
yes,
or you feel guilty if you discipline, you feel guilty if you don't discipline. And like,
yes, and like, that's the thing, is like, it's so crazy. Like, a lot of the times too, it's, I think a lot of people, once you have more than one child, you become more relaxed because you realize
it's not,
number one, you have to.
Yeah.
Number two, every personality is different. So you can read as many books as you want, and like, but what one thing works for one kid is not necessarily going to work for the other kid. And you have to just
make it up as you go along.
Totally.
Yeah.
And just hope that they don't become awful human beings. Like,
yeah. That's the goal.
That's the goal.
That's the goal, is to not raise assholes.
Yes. Like, it is.
And that's where I think a sense of humor and more of a relaxed environment will help your kids in the long run.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like that movie Bad Moms, the Christina Applegate character, she had all of her shit together. And that was the message in that movie to me.
Yes.
Is that you're a mom. You're not this perfect entity.
Yes.
You're going to make mistakes. Your kid is going to get hurt.
Yes.
Things will happen, but like, you can't expect for it to go perfectly every time.
I would rather be able to like mold my children that if something huge happened in their life, that they could have the tools to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Like they lose their job.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or I don't know. Like,
cause I feel that there is a lot of pressure on little kids these days.
Yes.
Because it is a competitive world. It is competitive to get into daycares, even.
It's crazy.
Like, I mean, like, I can't, like, you're lucky. You can stay home with your kids. And
well, do we call that lucky?
I guess. But you have to deal. I've heard nightmares when it comes to dealing with daycares.
True.
And I've heard that it can cost up to $2,000 a month for one kid.
Well, no, that's the problem. That's why I'm, like, at home.
Yeah.
Because I always thought I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. You never know what's going to happen until you have children.
Yeah.
Now I realized that I have no identity anymore.
And this is when you start selling Jamberry nails and like,
yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Like, okay, I need a little bit more in my life.
Yeah. What do you do to get more of an identity?
But the thing is, I can't even do it because I have three children and I would basically just be making enough.
Yeah.
To pay for them to have somebody else look after them.
Yeah.
And I don't want that either, right? So
yeah.
Like,
so you will get you're going to get more of a life back once these two go to school.
Yes.
Because Carson's now in kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
And so you have him gone for half a day or
yes,
whole day.
Half a day.
So now he's gone, and then and these are two, so 3 years. Three more years, Jana.
Just 3 more years.
Till you get some sort of a life back.
I'll either have cirrhosis. Or
and I have to say, I love moms that drink. My mom, was your mom a drinker?
No.
Neither was mine.
Not.
Yeah,
not.
And neither is mine.
No.
And like, I remember they had that bottle of Malibu in my house for like 4 years, and we used to come at lunch hour and
I never
like
did that. See, this is what I'm talking about. I was such a good girl. I was too scared to do it.
Oh,
I became
God.
Nuts in my 20s.
Yeah. That's what happens when you repress someone.
Yes.
Is that when they finally get to try alcohol for the first time? Or how old were you when you first drank?
Oh, almost grade 11.
Really? Yeah.
Like, that's old now.
Me too, though. Like, I mean, like, I would drink at my house, but it was, I never got drunk because I was always worried that I had to keep it together because everyone was at my house.
I was scared. Like, I was actually scared of my parents. Like, I really was scared of, like,
which rarely happens anymore. Does. It's really rare.
My children are scared of me.
That's good, though, because you can't raise this thing thinking that they're your equal. Children are not your equal.
No. If I'm your friend, I'm not doing my job.
Yeah. That's
Kate,
gonna
you need to keep that plugged in or it's gonna die.
You can't carry it around.
You have to keep it plugged in or it's gonna die. I don't care if you don't, but then you can't get upset that Look it's gonna die.
Eugene is just your best friend because he's like a pigeon. You keep feeding him and he'll follow you wherever. I just love that he's being cool with your kids because he's had
Joe, plug it back in, please. Okay, thank you.
Oh, look at Eugene wants to hang out. He what? Likes you.
Oh, okay.
Can you pet him on his head? Nice. Nice doggy. Oh, he wants to.
Is he so cute?
No biting.
You love that puppy, right?
Which one of your kids is the funniest?
I don't know. They're all like, they all have their own senses of humor, actually. They're kind of like cool in their own ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they're so different too.
They're very, they're twins. You have twins and then Carson's not a twin, but.
So Carson's like a geek.
Yeah.
Like he's a little geek.
He's like science.
Science and like video game. Like I don't relate to him at all. Like I don't even.
Well,
he
yeah.
He wants me like play with him.
He likes Minecraft, right?
Yeah, and things like that. Minecraft and like. And then like these guys, I feel like they're on my same mental level. Okay, these my 2-year-old twins are on my same mental level. My 5-year-old's too smart for me. But
that's good though. That's good. You want it to be really
like when
smart.
They
want to
play stuff or like sing songs and like do like whatever. Carson's like, let's find out something about pie.
He likes, do you Google a lot for him? Does he have he asks a lot of questions?
Yeah.
Do you learn a lot now because of him?
Actually, I do.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, he actually teaches.
Like, what's something that he's asked you that you had to Google?
What has he asked? I don't know. Like, it seems like daily I have to, like, ask. Well, we talk to Suri a lot. Uh-huh. She's basically a member of our household. My son actually, I think he thinks she's his friend. It's kind of.
Oh, that's cute.
Is it?
Well, you know.
Or is it a little bit disturbing?
It's not that disturbing. It's not weird. I mean, I think a lot of kids are raised on technology now, so.
Like, he loves technology. Like, these guys aren't. Like, they're just like, they like to play Dollhouse and Barbies.
Yeah.
And like, Carson likes to. I just don't.
But you've never been an inquisitive,
no.
Like, I want to learn more.
No.
Both of us have never been,
no.
Like.
We like to talk to people.
Yeah,
we
we're people
experience.
Yeah, we like to play with Barbies.
Yeah.
And yeah. I never, neither of us were honor roll students.
No.
We went to an academic school.
We did. Because only, we lived in the area.
Yeah.
We're in the catchment area.
Yeah, they had to let us in. They had no choice.
Yeah.
But all these, like, it was. I didn't like going to that school because it was like all these super smart kids around me and I felt dumb my whole life.
Yeah.
But
and then you go to like high school and I'm like, holy shit, I'm like actually kind of smart here.
Yeah.
Because we were at like an academic school.
Yeah.
And you don't realize like.
Although I still didn't get good grades in high school.
Well, no, because then you got like, you can like. I just went to school for like the social aspect of it.
And some people are that way.
And
some
that's okay.
Yeah. Like. I never got amazing grades. Oh, that's Angry Birds, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know that sound.
How do you know that?
Oh, because Will plays it. My nephew plays it all the time.
I didn't even know that.
Really?
No.
Oh, I know that sound. But yeah, like I feel like I think it might be changing now because educators are learning more about social, how kids learn.
Yeah.
But we were just like told if you're not getting good grades you're stupid, at least that's how I felt, and then it would just discourage me
totally.
And like we had some of the my brother lives near our least favorite French teacher.
Really?
He's like, that's her house. I was like, what?
Does he see her?
I think so. But she did not like you and I because we were disruptive in class. I'm not gonna lie, we weren't stopping other kids from learning. We
like,
just weren't learning.
Like we weren't crazy bad, we were just social.
Yeah.
We were social.
Yeah.
and we would write naughty, naughty things.
Oh my God. In like the eighth grade, we had these things called French dictées where they would be like fill in the blanks sheets. And we would one day we were just writing. I don't even know how we knew about this shit in the eighth grade, probably from the Adam Sandler album.
I'm sure that's
but we were like just vile sex stories on our thing.
Vile.
Because we never had to hand them in. And then one day she was like, all right, hand those in. And we were like, what? We like scribbled the shit out of everything. And then we saw this teacher. I just don't want to name her because I don't want to give her power. I don't give a shit if she gets mad. I just don't want her to know she still affects me. And if you're a teacher and you're listening to this, you do affect children.
You do.
For the rest of their lives.
Negatively or positive.
Yes. I still remember teachers that turned me and encouraged me to be who I was.
Yes.
And I still...
They're usually drama teachers.
They were always the drama teachers.
Always the
because
drama.
They were the teachers that were like, yeah, this life is BS.
Yeah.
And be who you want to be and don't go into a box and become an accountant. I remember my high school drama teacher, Ms. Cortez, who like passed away the last year I was in that high school. And she was just like this awesome woman, and she was mean, and she didn't put up with any crap from people.
Yeah.
And she said to me when she left, because she got cancer and she was leaving. Aww. And she said to me, she said, just promise me that you don't shack up with a boy and give up on your dreams. That's what she said to me. And then what I did was I shacked up with a boy. I didn't go.
And you still even remember her words.
Yeah. I'll never forget those words. Yeah. And so like, I think it's so important for, because teachers, if you hate teaching, leave. Go get a different job. Yeah. Because we had so many teachers that hated what they were doing.
And I get it.
And it showed.
Like, absolutely. Being with kids all day is hard.
Absolutely. And there's only some teachers that were there for years and years and years that still love their jobs. But we had so many that were just tired, and if you're tired, go find a different career, because it's not, because
you can take sabbaticals now.
Yes. Leave. You're shaping young people's heads. I'll never forget when this French teacher said, if I had a gun, I would shoot you right now. She said that to me. Don't you remember that?
No.
I told my mom, and my mom went into like she went in and reamed out the principal. That. Yeah, I think she was frustrated because I was being a little shit.
Yeah.
But even still, you have to have, and of course teachers are human too, and they're not perfect.
I guess I should probably watch that, because I'm sure parents probably did the same thing.
Maybe. Yeah, it is the same thing. But I don't know.
I'm sure we remember stuff that our parents
But at least as a parent, you can still be like, I love you. You know I don't mean like those things.
Yeah.
Like I was frustrated. But teachers can't do that.
No, because then they're kind of gone.
Yeah.
And they don't really realize how it impacted you. Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. It's so like, but if you are a good teacher, never leave.
It's true.
Like, now you will just impact so many lives. Like, even an example of that is Zippy.
Zip. Yeah.
Zip, our friend, he was on the podcast and he got really, really sick last year. And I could, like, in a day, there was like almost 1,000 people on a Facebook page talking about, and everybody was saying things that he had done for them. And, and like that.
Yeah.
That guy is a teacher. He was born to be a teacher.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're a bad teacher, kids will, I'll never forget my bad teachers. And I'll never forget the good ones. But
yeah, it's true.
I'll never forget the bad ones for things that they said to me. And remember we saw her at that like reunion for Crestwood?
And she was like not surprised by what we did.
No, because she's like, oh, hi, girls. What are you guys doing?
But we were like being funny about what we did.
And we were 22 or something like that. And she goes, what are you girls up to? And Jana's like, I do nails. And I'm like, I work in a call center. And she's just got this like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised. Look, but yeah, now I was even talking to my mom yesterday about this. I'm like, I wonder how many of my teachers know that I do stand up now.
I know,
and
right?
How many of, because I had a lot of teachers that would be like, you can't just socialize and expect to get by in this world. Just being funny won't get you by, Kathleen. And I heard that a lot when I was in high school mostly. And now I'm like, well, it's kind of getting me by. Like,
totally.
It's not, I don't have a car or anything, but but I'm able to pay most of my bills on time. Like, it's not that bad. I still kind of, I am a bit of a successful person just being funny.
Well, but that's, you're like happy. Like, you, that's the whole goal, is you want your kids to be happy.
Doing what they want to do.
I don't want them to think that they need to be something to make me happy.
Yeah.
I want them to be happy.
Because that's how you make a miserable adult.
Yes.
because the most miserable people I've ever met in my life are doing something that they don't want to do and living a life that they don't want to live.
Yes.
And when I was working and selling advertising and making almost $90,000 a year, I was miserable and I was broke still.
Yeah.
Because I just had more stuff.
Like spending all your money trying to make yourself happy.
And buying a condo that I shouldn't have ever bought. And buying a car that I shouldn't have ever bought. Yeah. And just like these things. And now I'm like pretty broke all the time. I don't have a savings account. I have nothing. But I'm so much happier.
Yeah.
Like I'm
so
doing.
Really, like, is money everything? No.
No. I mean, it really fucking helps. If someone wants to send me some checks, I'll take it. But it does. Like it.
More money, more problems.
Exactly. And I love, that's
Biggie.
Why. She is so white. She is. I don't even think she knows who Biggie is. Do you even know who it is? Do you know what his full name? Yeah. Tell me everything you know about hip hop and hip hop culture, Jana.
Dip.
It's a dab. I wish this was on video because she just went dip and like made the dab gesture. You need to come out to Vancouver for a...
I think you moved to Short Park.
No, if you move to Sherwood Park, I'll kill you. Never move to Sherwood Park. You're not allowed to be a Sherwood Park girl. Not that there's anything wrong with Sherwood Park, but that means you've given up. You live in Sherwood Park. Oh, my God.
I'm on the cusp, but not yet.
Jana's going to come visit me in Vancouver, and I'm going to introduce her to James Kennedy and Chris Griffin, and they're going to sit her down and tell her all about Kanye West.
James Kennedy from Vanderpump Rules?
No! No, who's that?
He's the DJ on Vanderpump Rules.
No, James Kennedy's a comedian from Vancouver that's also a bricklayer and has DJed from time to time. Oh my God, you have to come and visit me. You have to come and bring your kids. People are always like, I was just on 630 Ched this morning. Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yes, I totally listened to
And when they brought up that issue about like you shouldn't have condos that restrict age, like you shouldn't build condos that won't allow anyone under 18.
You shouldn't.
And but I think that it's like if you buy into a condo and it says this is an 18 and under, over,
well, then, yeah.
But this guy that was on it was kind of like, but what about families? And I said,
well, then find a family one.
But I also said, I have a family and I don't have kids. I have a boyfriend and a dog, and that's my family. So like, I have a family, and just because I don't want kids personally doesn't mean I hate kids.
Yes.
I hate shitty kids.
You're like really good with kids. Like Kathleen is amazing.
I love being around kids.
She's amazing with kids.
I'm still a bit of a kid myself and I never
totally. And
be.
They love you. Every kid loves Kathleen too.
But like.
Everybody loves
Kathleen. I just hate that thing that like. I'm trying to build some material about how I feel like I'm the least valuable person on this planet because I'm a woman without children. Because people look down on you and I didn't. And I thought it would change. But people still.
I know.
And people still say, you should have kids. You're going to want to have kids. You never know. And maybe I will.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I'll have kids one day. But it's just like,
But you don't have to have kids just because. Well, and then the thing is like, I wanted them so bad. I paid $25,000 to have them. And then I got them. And I'm like, wow. I wish that I appreciated my single life and married life before children more.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a different world. And that's the other thing that my point was that like things change when you have a kid. It doesn't. And this guy was going on about, well, families should be able to live in downtown too. I'm like, sure. But also kids need room.
They do.
Kids need places where they can scream and yell because they're kids.
Yes.
And they're going to scream and yell.
Yes.
And you should never tell your kid to be quiet and stop being a kid.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in an apartment downtown.
No.
Filled with young professionals.
No.
They're like, well, then the downtown is just going to be filled with yuppies. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the downtown businesses want.
Yeah.
They don't have a bunch of family restaurants around there. There's a bunch of bars.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, and I want my kids to grow up with like other kids. Like.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Well, nobody's really like that anymore. But like when kids are playing in the streets and the crescents and like.
That doesn't happen in this neighborhood?
Nah.
A little bit? Are there lots of kids around here?
There are. But like that's the thing is like, you know what? It's sad because nobody really like talks to each other anymore.
I found that when I got a dog, my neighbors finally started talking to me.
Really?
I've lived in my house for 3 years now. I never met any neighbors. Got a dog. Now everyone's like, oh, who's your dog?
Yeah.
It's changed. And I'm not saying like it's bad or good. I think it's awesome. But like, and plus I think it's going to change when all your kids are in school. Because I think that's when your social circle really grows.
Well, and it's different. A lot of the people that have kids around here, they just have the one kid. And when you have one kid, you still think you're the best parent in the world and you judge other parents. So when I'm out there yelling at my kids, I'm still convinced that that's why there's an empty lot next to us, because people see me yelling at my kids.
Yeah, this whole neighborhood is subdivided and there's houses everywhere.
Everywhere but beside mine.
There's an empty lot.
So what does that say?
There's an empty lot.
The crazy chick that's out there yelling at her kid. Yesterday, I was like, okay, my kids need like fresh air. Let's get outside. So we go outside. They're on their trike. I have to teach them how to ride a fucking trike. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's like, teaching a kid to ride a bike? Okay. I am not like, I don't have a penis. Like, I think that is such a boy job. But
you're so funny.
Like, seriously. But my husband is never home.
Because he's working all the time.
Working all the time to support
his child addiction.
Children.
His child addiction. He's trying to support his child addiction.
So we can keep up with the Joneses and put them in everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's another thing. Like, day camps are $600.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's insane. It's insane.
For a week.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane.
That's like,
so he has to pay like so much money. Like, so whatever. He works 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
So I can stay at home and lose my mind and end up in a mental hospital in 5 years, but whatever. We'll get some good drugs. But so then I'm out there yelling at my kids, and then they're all like, they're yelling at me and I'm yelling at them, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, the neighbors all go, we're never coming outside again. This is ridiculous. You guys don't listen to me.
Oh no. He. What do you got?
What? Oh, he's just playing.
Yeah, but don't let him chew it.
Oh yeah. We'll see Minions. See, kids just want Minions.
Kids just want Minions. Then you know what I found? Because I love, because last,
yeah, Dad, yeah, will come to see Minions.
Because when I had the podcast with Kelly, he has three young kids and an older daughter.
Okay.
And then, like, I see friends that have one kid, and it looks like bliss.
It
and
is.
And it's just like,
it was bliss.
And it's quieter. And then I come to my friends' houses who have more than one kid.
Yeah.
And it changes. And like,
it changes.
And you kind of stop being that perfect, try to be
you
perfect
have
parent.
To.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is like, even some parents will still like they will judge me because I do lose my cool sometimes. But you guys, like, I am legit alone all the time with three kids.
That's the other thing. Yeah.
You know what? Don't even do one day in my life. Do a week in my life. Anybody can do one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Do a week in my life with the three kids. And constantly touching you and crawling on you.
Mom.
And like, it's just like at 4 o'clock, you feel like you're going to lose your mind. So when you're looking at a parent that maybe is losing their shit, just put yourself in check for a minute. Think about their day. You don't know what they did. Maybe they like tried to set the house on fire earlier in the day. You don't know.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to share, because then if you say honest things, people give you the wow emotion.
Yeah. Or you know what? I've actually been like, people have been really cool to me that they're like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for being real.
Yeah.
About like,
because it makes other people not feel bad.
It does, because that's what happens is. This is hard. And like, to me, isn't it better to like encourage one another? And like, if I see a kid like throwing a tantrum in a store, I would never like look at that parent like, oh my God. I would want to look at her like,
that sucks. What can I do for you? Yeah, that sucks.
I get it, girl. Like, go home, pour yourself a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I get it. And I get that everyone's like, I would just leave the store and blah, blah, blah. Okay. If you have a cart full of groceries and your kid is losing their friggin' minds, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna. I used to say that too.
Yeah,
I totally used to say that too.
I still say that kind of stuff. Like when I get on a plane and there's kids, I never get angry at that person because I think that flying with kids is one of the hardest things.
Oh my God.
Like I think it's very stressful.
I haven't.
I think it's stressful because you are that person. You're scared. Oh my God, my kid's gonna freak out, and then everyone on this plane is gonna hate me.
Yes.
And I always try to smile and stuff, but like sometimes they're crazy bad. But you have to have empathy for people.
You totally do. And if you have empathy, like, it just, it makes everything better. Like, I don't know. Like, I remember I had a flight with Carson and I cried on the plane for 45 minutes while he was crying because I couldn't make it better. I couldn't. Nothing I did as his mom, who knows him better than anyone else in the whole world, even though everybody thinks that they know kids better. I know him. I even know him better than his dad does. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I am with him all the time. What he needed was to walk. I couldn't. It was drink. Oh my God.
I don't care. Whatever.
It was the drink service. So I couldn't walk him. So he was losing his mind. He can't be held to fall asleep. He needs his own space to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. He cried for an entire 4-hour flight.
Oh my God.
He clawed my face. I had like permanent like scars on my face. Like it was the most traumatic thing ever. And I felt so bad. But there was two older people that I think were like grandparents. They actually took him from me.
Aww.
And gave me a break. And it was so nice.
Yeah.
Because they had empathy for me. My brother, who was sitting beside me, who has no children.
Yeah.
But I'm sure everybody thought that he was my dad or the dad.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks that my brother and I are dating when we go out.
You look exactly the same.
Well, whatever. They think that we're dating. So they thought that it was his dad. And my brother's like, do you want me to just go like hide out in the bathroom for a while? I'm like, you are going to sit here and endure this horrible, horrible time with me.
That's like the thing is like you... you people just, you have to have more empathy, like for everyone. Like we were driving, I was driving my mom home this morning and there was like a passed out kid on the sidewalk. Not like he looked like he was high and drunk and people were stopping.
Like older.
Like he was a teenage kid and he didn't. Yeah. It looked kind of, but then people had stopped and were looking. But I said to my mom, like, that's the one thing I've really learned in Vancouver is that people, no matter how addicted to drugs or how drunk they are, they're still people too.
Totally.
And that a lot of people forget
people
that.
Have mental problems.
Yeah.
Or have had really bad lives.
Yeah. Like, even if you, like, they yell at you sometimes and, like, when you don't have change. But, like, I just.
But they're mentally.
Just let it go over your head.
Like,
you have to. I think that, like, having a dog has calmed me down. He calms me down. He makes me less anxious about stuff. Like, I used to get freaked out when I lost my keys, but I'm like, I'll find my keys. If I don't find my keys, I'm not going out. But I think that that probably happens with kids,
too. We have to let it go because you're just like, things that should matter can't.
Yeah.
Like, big things matter, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't sweat the small stuff or you're going to go crazy.
Yeah. What are you going to do when these kids are in school?
Oh my God.
When you have your, you've got time back and you can do something.
I don't even know.
Do you think
know.
You're going to go like, back into being an esthetician or do you think you're going to find something different?
I don't know. Like,
because that's the thing that
it.
Women don't, like, it's a hard transition. Because you are a mom and then you're expected to go back to work and you haven't been in the workforce for 6 years.
No.
So.
Well, and then the other thing is too, like we had our own businesses and stuff before this. So like, how do I ever go back to having a boss?
Yeah.
How do I have a boss ever again? So now I need to like find something that I can be my own entrepreneur, like be an entrepreneur.
Be your own
because
boss,
I can't, how could I ever work for somebody like
after you've not worked for somebody forever
but now I have no clientele anymore.
I
haven't been doing it, so now I'm gonna have to take courses again to like,
well, technology changes in your field.
Exactly.
It's
so different than what I used to do.
So
I'm gonna have to, like, it'll be fun actually to learn new things, but that'll be a big change.
Yeah
So I don't know.
Who knows
I'm definitely not gonna be the president of the PTA.
No, you don't want to be that mom.
Not gonna be that mom.
And some moms just aren't supposed to be that mom.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
You know what? Growing up, I really wanted to be that.
You wanted to be the PTA mom with the white picket fence.
I really wanted to be the mini drive-in soccer mom, and now I drive a minivan, and I want to kill myself.
But it's roomy, and it can hold a lot of stuff.
Once you're in it, you don't realize you're in a minivan. But then the way other drivers treat you, you realize, oh, yeah, no, I'm in a minivan.
I think the main message of this podcast is have empathy for all mothers.
Yes,
no matter,
don't be so hard on each other, women.
Or hard on yourself.
Or either. Hard on yourself. Yes. Yes.
Like, stop beating yourself up.
Have a sense of humor about being a mom.
Yeah.
It'll raise more well-adjusted people.
I think so, too. Your kids, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch these kids.
I'm kind of excited to see who they're going to be.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fun.
Yeah, it's like a Kinder surprise, right?
It is. Oh,
you get to open it when they're 18.
It is. Just don't marry awful people.
Yeah.
That's also what it's scary.
And
but that's a whole other podcast.
You're not...
Can we do this weekly? Can this be my job?
Yeah, yeah. If Kai, if you want to work a couple extra 100 hours every week so that you could fly me out here once a week so I could just crash here with your family and do a podcast. You should do a podcast. Why don't you do a mom podcast?
I should do it. Well, because I don't think I'd be able to handle the things that I would get said about me.
No, but...
Jillian Harris had to take a hiatus yesterday from social media because people were so mean to her. She was crying on camera. And I love Jillian Harris.
Yeah, she's the girl that was the Bachelorette.
Yes,
and now she's like an
so
HGTV.
Cool,
yeah,
and real, and like I love her. And then people just want to hate.
Don't
haters
let the
want to hate.
Don't let the haters get you down. Don't let the bitches bitch you out.
Yeah, that's
do your
a
thing.
Problem with you. Okay,
yeah,
that's your own shit. You need to work
yeah.
out.
You should not. You should do something like that, and don't be afraid. Because honestly, I get stuff all the time, and I'm just like, I've gotten so much better at ignoring it.
I know. I guess so.
You just
you
have
just
to
get a thick skin.
You just have to.
I still remember comments from "Come Dine with Me."
Ah, yeah, Jenna. We're gonna close this off with this. Jenna was on. There's a show. I don't know if it's in America. Stop biting my shirt.
It's British.
And this
I know.
Is the dog.
It's in.
There's one in the UK. Yeah. I don't know if they have it in the States, but it's called Come Dine with Me Canada. And I remember I told you about it, right? I told you to audition, didn't I? Or did you find out about yourself?
You told me.
Yeah, because
you
like,
told me about it.
I was just for some reason I was on Craigslist and sometimes I'll look at casting calls and they were casting in Edmonton for Come Dine with Me, where you have your own dinner party and there's four different dinner parties and they all come to your house and everything. And I was like, you have to try for this. And she did, and she got in, and her episode is fucking hilarious. And it's on W Network. If it ever watch those ones, I also
I think it's
know,
on iTunes. I think you can like go to iTunes.
Go find Come Dine. What episode number are you? Do you know?
Edmonton. I don't
Edmonton.
Know. I don't know.
Her name is Jana Kellerman. Try and find this. Maybe it's not even YouTube.
It might be. Might be.
Because I also know Beth in Toronto.
Yeah.
And Beth was on it twice.
That's right.
And Beth is fucking hilarious because she's so chill, but she's really eclectic and cool. And so, like, she was great for that show. But you were so awesome on that show. And just...
But people told me I was a disgrace to Canada.
No, they...
Yes, they did.
Oh, fuck
they
people.
They tweeted me that.
People are the worst. People just... People that do that are sad with who they are. If you have time in the day to single out a person that you don't know and you've never met. So I would just like the first time Laugh Factory in LA, they put one of my clips up. I looked, I got 10,000 hits in one day. I was like, what the hell? I don't get any of that money. But then I was like, oh, 200 comments. And I was just like, she's fat. She's fat talking about sex. She's ugly. Look at her. Some guy said, I bet she has meaty beef curtains. Just, yeah. And I just started laughing. I'm like, I can't believe that this many people were this affected by me that they decided to log into their YouTube account.
I know, like that
and
takes
comment.
Like effort
so,
to
yeah,
do that.
You should be proud if someone trashes you online. But I understand how Jillian Harris could feel about getting upset by that. Especially, was it about her kid?
No, well, she's building a house. So she always goes to her house that they're building. And like every day they do something different. And it's exciting.
Yeah.
And she's an interior designer. So like the stuff that, and she's good. Like I like her stuff. So like she picks, so she's went to her house and she's showing. And then people are like, I don't know what they said. She didn't go into detail, but she was legit crying.
Yeah, people are just. I want this world to
and
have...
she's been in the media for how long now?
Yeah.
Like, she's...
But you know what probably happened is she... It was just built up. Because you just... Every day, she probably gets something shitty. And it eventually... Like, you've seen me snap online before.
Yeah.
Because it's... You don't understand what happens every day to me. How many messages I used to get when I was single and talking about being single that would just be gross or weird. Or how many guys would just try to talk to me. And... Just how many people were mean.
Yeah.
So you have no, again,
everybody world, be nice.
Be nice.
Show empathy. Everybody's fighting a battle you know nothing about.
This has
be
been,
kind.
This has been like a Pinterest podcast. Like we've been drinking wine and quoting things.
And we're going to go make a craft. No, we're not.
We might make a craft. Who knows? Probably be like a dick or something.
Probably.
Made out of pipe cleaners. Thank you for doing my podcast.
Thank you. I've been so excited to do it.
We're going to do it again. You're going to come to Vancouver. And we're going to do it again.
Yes. You're gonna live in the past and we're